A prayer for today. Heavenly Father, whose blessed Son was revealed to destroy the works of the devil, and to make us the children of God, and heirs of eternal life, grant that we, having this hope, may purify ourselves even as he is pure, that when he shall appear in power and great glory, we may be made like him in his eternal and glorious kingdom, where he is alive and reigns with you, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Old Testament lesson is written in the fourth chapter of the book of Judges, beginning at the first verse. The Israelites again did what was evil in the sight of the Lord, after Ehud died. So the Lord sold them into the hand of King Jabin of Canaan, who reigned in Hazor. The commander of his army was Sisera, who lived in Harosheth Hagoyim. Then the Israelites cried out to the Lord for help, for he had 900 chariots of iron, and had oppressed the Israelites cruelly 20 years. At that time Deborah, a prophetess, wife of Lapidoth, was judging Israel. She used to sit under the palm of Deborah between Ramah and Bethel in the hill country of Ephraim, and the Israelites came up to her for judgment. She sent and summoned Barak, son of Abinoam from Kadesh in Naphtali, and said to him, "The Lord, the God of Israel, commands you, go, take position at Mount Tabor, bringing 10,000 from the tribe of Naphtali, and the tribe of Zebulun. I will draw out Sisera, the general of Jabin's army, to meet you by the Wadi Kijon with his chariots and his troops, and I will give him into your hand. The next hymn today is Be Thou My Vision, O Lord of My Heart, sung to the tune Slain.